This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human. Crime Alert, I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. Darshawn Williams gets in an argument with his teen stepson when he comes home to find the boy did not complete any of his chores. The argument escalates. Williams retrieves a handgun and shoots the 15-year-old boy in the chest, then calls 911 and admits the boy unconscious, not breathing when EMTs get there, despite life-saving measures. The 15-year-old boy pronounced dead.
Nancy, it turns out Williams' stepson had not raked the leaves, enraging Williams, who had already been arguing with the boy's mother over his behavior. The couple apparently argued over dinner, and his wife did not return home in an attempt to de-escalate the argument. After shooting the 15-year-old, Williams called his wife and told her, "Your son is dead." Michael Clemens was set to turn 16 next month.
Darshawn Williams, 48, charged with murder, assault, child abuse, and gun charges. California hospital staff highly suspicious their latest walk-in is high on drugs. When a staff member notices the man's been in the bathroom a long time, he pokes his head in to find the man gone and several ceiling tiles out of place. Cops are called. They can't find the man. No one answers when they call. A poll camera finally spots the man lodged between a metal support beam and the HVAC unit. The man confirms he's stuck. Firefighters have to cut him free. He caused $5,000 damages. The unidentified patient now facing vandalism charges. Well, that's one doctor's visit he won't forget. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson has been shot and killed outside the New York Hilton Midtown in what police are calling a, quote, brazen targeted attack. The 50-year-old executive was set to speak at the health insurer's annual investor conference when he was gunned down around 6:45 a.m. Wednesday. Witnesses say the shooter fled on foot, then escaped into Central Park on an e-bike. Despite the presence of numerous security cameras in the area, police have yet to identify a suspect or motive. New York Mayor Eric Adams says investigators are analyzing video evidence. The shooting unfolded in one of Manhattan's busiest areas, near Rockefeller Center and the Museum of Modern Art, just hours before the Rockefeller Center Christmas tree lighting. Streets near the Hilton were cordoned off and a heavy police presence remains. Thompson had led United Healthcare, the largest provider of Medicare Advantage plans in the U.S., for over 3 years and had been with the company since 2004. His death prompted the abrupt cancellation of the investor conference, which was set to outline the company's future plans. As police search for answers, the corporate and healthcare worlds are grappling with the loss of a prominent leader under shocking circumstances. A Virginia man accused of murdering his wife, whose body has not been found, will stand trial in September. Here's Sydney Sumner of Crime Online with more.
37-year-old Naresh Bhatt of Manassas Park was indicted this week on charges of murder and defiling a body in connection with the disappearance of his wife, Mamta Koffel Bhatt, a 28-year-old nurse. Police suspect her body was dismembered. Mamta Koffel Bhatt vanished in late July, sparking community searches. While Naresh Bhatt was initially arrested in August for concealing a body, the murder charge was filed only this week. At a court hearing Wednesday, Bhatt, speaking through a Nepali interpreter, waived his right to a speedy trial. His trial, now set for September 8th, is expected to last 4 weeks. The case has drawn attention locally and internationally, including in Nepal, the couple's native country. Cameras may be allowed in the courtroom, though neither side has weighed in yet. Judge Kimberly Irving acknowledged a request from Court TV to broadcast the proceedings. Legal experts note that prosecuting a murder without a body presents challenges, but advancements in DNA, cell phone tracking, and surveillance technology have increased conviction rates in such cases.
A recent study found 87% of bodiless murder trials across the U.S. end in convictions.
Thanks, John. LaShea Stein, 16, honor student, George Washington High in Aurora, Colorado, dreams of becoming a nurse. Over the summer, she interns at University of Colorado Hospital and plans to spend the rest of her time working and has a job interview lined up. The day of her interview, her mom goes to wake her up and finds her gone. Mom immediately reports LaShea missing. LaShea's phone gone, her wallet, clothes, charger, all home. Surveillance video catches her walking near a bus stop on Peoria Street, 2:23 a.m. That's the last known sighting of LaShea Stein. Police fear she was lured from home and sex trafficked. There have been possible sightings of LaShea in the Aurora area and as far away as Kansas City. LaShea Stein, African-American, 5'6", 150 pounds, long, possibly braided black hair, brown eyes. She's got a quarter-sized round scar on her chest. If you have info on LaShea Stein, please call Aurora, Colorado PD, 303-627-3100. For the latest crime and justice breaking news, go to crimeonline.com and please join us for our daily podcast, Crime Stories. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace. This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.